Tonight we're going to move to V'yahavta on page Reish Lamed Ches. Generally I skip the parts that are more esoteric or technical. We start V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. Right, after saying Shema and Baruch Shem, we go on to V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. Kvar hivarnu le'el sherishayim chelkim al amiras pasuk zeh mechiv deraisa ayd rabbanon. We've already mentioned that there are numerous opinions as to what part of Shema is deraisa and what part is the rabbanon. So the question whether V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha is deraisa is a subject of dispute. Avo kuli alma ma'idi. But still, all agree, Sha'avas Hashem, mitzvah semen atayrim. The act of Avas Hashem, it's a mitzvah tamidi, and it's a mitzvah saseh dairaisa, that's not a dispute. Ulevayer, ech megiyin v'yahavta nagdim, as akdama to reaching v'yahavta as Hashem alakecha, nagdim, shaloi titochin ahava, it's not really possible to have love, kim al davar mamashi umetzia mukshis. It's only possible to love something that's defined. That's a davar mamashi, something you can explain, umetzia mukshis, or something you can sense, v'loya musig mufshat, but not to a detached concept, or yezem hashava v'rayayin, or a abstract thought. L'chein mukhreches ha'ava liyez teitzah, and therefore, the development of Avas Hashem can only come if someone recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of relevant, it's a Metzia Mamash, it's relevant to his life. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands every aspect of our lives, so He created us. If you think about it, if a person recognizes that every part of him is the price produced by Hashem, then the relevance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his life becomes real. Dugmas, mashamagish adam krevas hazula se'lov. Similar to that, that a person recognizes a closeness to someone else. In Eiv, the book of Eiv is, I don't remember, 42 and 43 parakim long. As you know, it discusses not only the trials of Eiv and the pain that he suffered, but mostly it's the philosophical debate about what he experienced. When I gave shiur in Eiv many years ago, one shiur was entitled The Prayers of Eiv, the davening, where all the davenings of Eiv in the whole book. The point of the shiur was that Eiv doesn't daven once in the whole book. In the whole Sefer Eiv, there's not a single tefillah. You're talking about a person who believes in God. And there's no tefillah, Eiv doesn't daven to Hashem to alleviate his pain in places he accepts it. He says, Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach, Hashem Hashem evairach. In places he's philosophical about it. He says to his wife, Hatoiv nekabel, v'horol lo'in nekabel, we're going to take from God what we like and not what we don't like. And in places he curses, v'yakalel Eiv es yaymai. But nowhere in the whole book does he daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's because the philosophy of Eiv in the book is basically two things. His original philosophy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stick his nose into what goes on in this world. Everything that happens in this world is just happenstance. Hashem created us and lets things just happen as they will. The beginning of the book, he's kaifer in Hashgacha Pratis. There's no Hashgacha Pratis, there's nothing to daven for. And in the second part of the book, where he recognizes Hashgacha Pratis, he has sort of a fatalistic approach to it, an approach that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, but he's involved by his own rules. And then Memela, the davening is not found in the whole sefer. Now that aspect of Iyav is what Rav Schwab is writing about here. He's saying, he's not talking about davening, he's talking about Avas Hashem, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only possible if there's relevance, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, so to speak, relevant to everything that happens in our lives. So then there's a certain interaction, Kavi Yachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if not, then it's very, very difficult. So that the idea of Shema, of Kabbalas Omachu Shemayim, is not, Shema Yisrael is not just recognizing that Hashem exists, but it's Olam Achu Shemayim. The responsibilities we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it follows that there's a relationship. It follows with the B'ahavtas Hashem Lekecha. Now, listen to what he says next. Kosav HaMishnah Berurah, listen to this Chiddush. Simen Chof Hei, Sivkot Yudas, not in Hilchus Shema, it's in Hilchus Tefillah. B'shem Sefer Acharein. K'moy Shohirenu Chazal, just like Chazal teach us, Kola Kairi Kriya Shema B'loi Tefillah, Kilu Meid Eidu Sheka Ba'atzmai. I think we've heard of this, that if somebody who says Kriya Shema without Tefillah, except for Shabbos, during the week, is like someone who said Eidu Sheker about himself. He says that we're obligated to wear Tefillah, he doesn't wear Tefillah. K'moy Kei, If he talks about the command to love Hashem and he doesn't feel or experience a love to Hashem, it also falls under that category of made a desheker. That's a tough one. It's one thing to kiss your tefillin and remind yourself you're wearing tefillin. Another thing, in the split second you have to say to me, I have to, that, to experience or remind yourself of Avas Hashem. As he's going to explain. I feel that in shul you wait for the Rav for Shema. Right? It says, Ashloisha Devaram Ha'ilam Aymed. Ala Shalom Valamis Valadin. So they say the Aylam waits. For Shalom, they wait for the Rav to finish my Esrei. Baruch Hashem Shalom. Allah Emes, they wait for the Rav for Kriya Shema. Emes. Well, I didn't, you know, until the Rav gets around to it in Tyre also, you know, the other ways. I really feel when I say Shema, I really say the fastest Shema in Shul. Just the Pasuk Shema, the Pasuk Vahafta take me a long time because the things you have to think, so it takes a little while. And once I finish, B'chol Me'edech, V'ayu Advarim, I'm faster than everybody, because, you know, it's really what makes Shema unique is the first two sentences and the kavanis that a person has to have. It's just a very tricky thing to get those thoughts in. So v'yahavtos Hashem alakecha is a requirement to feel avas Hashem. B'chalavav, chalchal nafsh, chalchal v'idacha is, I think, the place where it's easier to have that sense. Yisoid avas Hashem hu inyan hakaras hatayv. He says the yisoid of loving Hashem is hakaras taiva. Now he doesn't mean hakaras taiva as in thank you. He means the recognition of the hakara, the recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv. Kamei sheherach b'zeh hachavis al avavais. Reishas hahakara al shabroani b'ani nimsa b'mitzias. V'yizborach mashbia li chayim t'midiyim ba'ilam hazeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with me as an individual, that He created me, He gives me life, He gives me my sustenance, my parnasa. He not only created me as a human being, but as a yid. Created with the potential did this The more a person sees the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every step he takes, so therefore we can in turn have a ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's really a very tricky thing to do, to just say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv to me and therefore I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a simple thing. Ava is really much more meaningful than that, much deeper, requires a relationship. And really, a relationship is, it's a challenge. A relationship is really a challenge. And it requires humility. It's interesting that the Rambam writes, his famous golden mean, that in all midos, a person should find the Derech Emtzai, the middle path. Except, which one? Except Gaiva. Except Gaiva, the Rambam says, in Gaiva, you can't take the extreme. You need either Shmini Shabashmini, a tiny bit, or none at all when it comes to Gaiva. Now, why is Gaiva any different? Chazal say that somebody who's Mizgoya, somebody who has Gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ain ani ivahu yechaylam lo durba ilamachas. We can't exist in the same world. Now, what does that mean? If somebody has bad midas, he speaks Lashon Hara, or he hates people, or he's jealous of people, Kadosh Baruch Hu can live in his world. But if somebody is a Balgaiva, somebody's a Balgaiva, say, I can't live with him in one world, so to speak. You know, it's either him or me. We can't go together. Why not? A Balgaiva, the nature of a Balgaiva is that he feels he knows best. A Balgaiva feels that he could do better. He could do better. There's a mayor in town. And if I be the mayor, I do a better job. Which, given today's mayor, is very easy to say. But, you know, if I be governor, I do a better job than the governor. If I be president, I better do a job than the president. Everything that comes up, a person feels, the person who's a Balgaiva feels that he knows. In a sense, he feels the same thing about God. You know, if I be God, I can just do it a little bit better. It's like, you know, like the poor guy who's daydreaming, he says, I wish I was Rothschild. If I was Rothschild, I'd be richer than Rothschild. He says, how would you be richer than Rothschild? He says, look, I do everything Rothschild does. I also get a few dollars for sweeping up the shul. So I'd make a few dollars more than Rothschild, you know, because I could do that too. So the point is that the Balgaiva is someone who feels he knows better. And in that sense, there's no hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv to him. We can't live together, and therefore the gaiva is the necessity to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is humility. Is a person realizes he's not deserving, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him all the things that he has. I heard from in our Sameach, from the Rosh Hashim in our Sameach, he said the following beautiful vart. He told me this summer, two summers ago, as to why the Kaisel is able to affect people, not everybody, but the Kaisel has a sort of unique ability to be able to touch people. Well, what about the Kaisel is unique? He said the following vart. He said that it says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes into contact with a Balgaiva, so Einan Ivahu Yechaylan Lodur Ba'ilamachas. The Shechina is nostalgic. He's Balgaiva. He's a Balgaiva. The Shechina goes away because Shechina and Gaiva can't be together. When a Balgaiva, Balgaiva is a Balshita. So a Balshita is outside of God. When a Balgaiva comes to the Kaisel, we can't be. It's not possible to have the Shechina together with Gaiva together. So generally, so the Shechina leaves. But betuach that ain't a Shechina mistalekas may Kaisel Amaravi. The Shechina is always by the Kaisel. So when the Kaisel Amaravi comes in contact with the Gaiva is what melts. The Gaiva is what falls away. So therefore, it's not uncommon for people that are balishita gaivas to have a certain know-it-all type of an attitude, and that is very susceptible to the influence of the kaisel. And that was a thought that he had. I was thinking about it, and I realized that Americans are more affected by taiva than by gaiva. America's a land of plenty, and it's a land of wealth. And really, if there's something that pulls us away, it's very often more the taivas, the gaiva. Americans are not so strong balishita as they are practical people for things that are that make it easy. The taiva of adolescence pulls people away more than the gaiva of the philosophical questioning of God. So maybe that's why at the kaisel, for bali taiva, the kaisel doesn't have that effect. It is that way. Bali Taiva, there's no humbling sense at the Kaisel. Bali Gaiva, there's a certain awe, which awe by definition is humbling to those who pick up on it. I'm saying it works for everybody, but it's a humbling feeling. But people of Bali Taiva, there's no humbling feeling to being Bali Taiva, and it's sort of something, just something very different. It's a different experience. So at any rate, the key to Avas Hashem is the humility to recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're fortunate to have what we have, and to take that moment in the beginning of the day to recognize that that's V'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha. So his point is, even if saying it is not a Daraisa, but experiencing the V'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha, that is a Daraisa. Now I personally find it hard to sense the Ava on the words V'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha. I find it a little easier on the words b'chal levavcha or b'chal nafshcha midecha, just sort of pinpoints it to something more, in a more practical way, that to sense the Ahavas Hashem in the Shnei Yitzarecha and in the Mesiras Nefesh Hashem and in the loving Hashem with all of our assets, which is b'chal meidecha. It's one sentence, and I don't know, I just find in the words, V'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha, more than the definition of the words, I find hard. In the B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Me'edecha, I just find thinking about my life a little, even for that split second, I just find it easier. I guess it's Mitzumtzum, it's a little more precise. So he's going to go through all three aspects. B'chol Levavcha is B'shtei Yitzarecha, is the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And Chal Nafshecha is Afilo Naitos Nafshecha, Chal Meidecha is with the assets that a person has. And his explanation of Chal Avavcha we'll get to next time. I want to mention to you, I mentioned the past Rabbi Yaakov Shita, which is, I think, in Rabbi Yaakov Sefer on this parasha of Kriya Shema, that B'chal Avavcha, Levav is not necessarily a reference to the heart. It's a reference to the brain. Rabbi Yaakov says that one of the things that always disturbed him is that there's no word in Tanakh for the brain. In where we say in modern Hebrew or in the Gemara, we call it the mayach. When we say l'shem yichud in the morning, I say Hashem neshama shem b'mayichi. The word mayach does not refer to the brain anywhere in Tanakh, I believe. And Rabbi Yaakov said it always disturbed him that there's no word for the brain. Now the way I heard Rabbi Yaakov said in yeshiva,
and head, it's not enough.
What?
We have in Tanakh, we have a head. Roish.
There's a head and there's a brain. The head is your neck and up is the head. The brain is what's in the skull, is what gives you the ability to think, it gives you a personality. That specific part of the head, which is the brain, it's the human. It's really what makes a person a person. And that you have no word bothering. Rabbi Yaakov said, the way I've heard it always in yeshiva, is that lev is the heart, and levav is the brain. Cholavavcha doesn't mean with all your emotion. It means with all of your seichel, with all your intelligence. That
but
is yetzetem
yetzahara. We don't see brain, head, we see.
By some people you can see they have a brain. So that's what he said. Now the way it's printed it seems to say that Lev is the brain. It seems to be saying it categorically that Lev is the brain. A little difficult. I think in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, I think he also writes something along those lines. If he says Levav or Lev, I'm not sure. The Cholavavcha, according to Rabbi Yaakov, means with all your intelligence. The Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all of your intelligence. The love of your emotion, it's hard to sit there and say with your emotion. But to say with all of your seichel, with all of your intellect, it's a little easier to say. And okay, Maramokim Hanilach. It's Rabbi Yaakov. I was happy to find outside of Rabbi Yaakov, I think it was in the Ksava Kabbalah, at least somebody else who said it as well. I remember Rabbi Yaakov once spoke. He spoke many times. Rabbi Yaakov used to speak the last month of Shabbos in Kirp Agoda every summer. Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov used to speak. The last month of Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh Shaul. It was a standard thing. From all the camps, the yeshiva like you who could get out would come, and they spoke all the time. And one year, Rabbi Yaakov spoke about the Gra, and he said in Rabbi Yaakov's own style. Rabbi Yaakov Beikra said that the main thing he was talking about is the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It's a mitzvah of learning, the act of learning, and there's a mitzvah of knowing Torah. The Rambam says that a child is mechuyev to learn, let's say from 13. He says, Mishiyamet al daitai. When he understands, learning, that there's such a thing as learning, he has to learn. So Rabbi Yaakov said, Katan's not chayiv in any mitzvah, how can he be chayiv? So Rabbi Yaakov's shtickle Torah was that the act of learning, a katan's not chayiv in the act of learning. When he's 13, he has to know. He can't just be 13 and suddenly be a Frumian. So to acquire the knowledge so that when you're 13, you know that you have a mitzvah before you're 13. He said he thought about the Gra. The Gra, as you know, wrote a book on geometry, perhaps some other books on secular subjects. And when did he write it? So Rabbi Yaakov said, and only he could say this publicly, he says, the Velt says Rabbi Yaakov wrote it in the bathroom. That the Gra wrote it in the bathroom. Rabbi Yaakov, he said, Ich glaub nicht, er hat so lange sitzen. I don't believe he sat there that long. Rabbi Yaakov said is that he wrote it before his bar mitzvah. Because before your bar mitzvah, mitzvah to learn is only to acquire the knowledge. He had the knowledge. So I'm amazed he was allowed to spend his time on other things. I mention it because Rabbi Yaakov said this. And the following summer, or two summers later, I was in the country. My shver used to go to, Olav Shalom used to go to a country, a bungalow colony in Nanro, where Rabbi Avram Kamenetsky went, and Rabbi Yaakov used to come for a week, Ben Azmanim used to come. So I told him, Rabbi Yaakov's chiddush, there's a ragachava, in the tshuvas, who says it, that, you know, that the katan is mechuyev in, not in the act of learning, but in the result of learning, and it's a kiyum of a deraisa, and it's such a ragachava. The ragachava had a shaila, one erev Pesach, the only person they could find to make a siyum was a katan, who finished the mesech, I guess a 12-year-old. They made a siyum, and they start arguing if he eats a, if a bachar could eat when he makes a siyum. So they went to the ragachava. So ragachava said that if the siyum is a sudas mitzvah, it depends if he's mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. It's not a mitzvah, that's not a siyum. He said, Mamish this yisayit. He said, you can't say a katan is chayiv in the act of learning, but in accumulating the knowledge, that is chayiv. And when I passed this on to Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi was very interested. He wanted to know where I saw it, and to have the Maramokim. I was very happy. No, Rabbi Yaakov is not here today, but if I could tell him another Maramokim for B'chol Levavcha, I think he would be very, very happy. We will begin B'chol Levavcha Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night, same place, same time.